Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. Today would be our 651st podcast to date, entitled TKO DJT Porn Star Trial. Let's begin. Today being Friday, April the 19th, 2024. It is the fourth day of the Donald Trump porn star hush money criminal trial in Midtown Manhattan, New York City. And we have a full jury selected of 12 men and women, and six alternates have been selected. And ostensibly, opening arguments will proceed on Monday of next week, this coming week. So Donald Trump, there will be anywhere from 3 to 6 witnesses on behalf of the prosecution to testify either this coming week or the following week. Among them would be David Pecker, the head of National Enquirer at the time of 2016 and 2015. He handled the hush money payments that are involved in this case. Hush money payments of $130,000 from then candidate Donald John Trump to his the porn star he had an alleged, actually an affair with, a sexual encounter in 2006 in one of his hotels in Los Angeles, California. He paid her through the assistance of David Pecker of National Enquirer $130,000 just a week before the November 2016 presidential election. So remember, Donald Trump won the election because of three states. It was Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, total of 77,000 votes, okay? Take away those 77,000 votes in those three swing states in 2016 in November, he would not have won those states and consequently would not have won those electoral college votes. Hillary would have been the elected president. She beat Donald Trump by 3 million votes in the popular vote, and only because this was a catch-and-kill operation between Donald J. Trump, the presidential candidate at that time, and David Pecker, head of AMI, the parent company of the National Enquirer, to catch or buy the story from Stormy Daniels. She was all ready to publicly come out and admit of the affair that took place back in 2006. Wow, Melania Trump, Trump's then third wife and still current third wife, was attending to and taking care of then 3 months old Baron Trump. And this guy's out banging a porn star on the opposite coast, the West Coast in Los Angeles. So that was a catch and kill. Had the voting public known before the November the 8th, 2016 presidential election about Donald Trump's affair, they already had the Hollywood access tapes. You know, you can grab them by the pee-pee. But had they known he had had an actual affair, a sexual encounter with a porn star, you know, while his wife was attending to their three-month-old child, Barron, back in Mar-a-Lago, I think Donald Trump would have lost every one of those 77,000 swing votes in those three swing states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And he would have lost not only the popular vote, but the electoral college vote. And thus Hillary Clinton would have been the 45th president of the United States. And she should have been. History will look back on Trump voters, you suck. You're voting for the man is the most evil, disgusting, vile, cretin, monster, psychopath, sociopath, narcissist, infant, toddler, incompetent, bloviator. He's losing his faculties. He's losing his marbles at an exponentially more rapid rate with each passing day. So trial will expose, and the other witnesses will be Michael Cohen, his chief attorney at that time and chief fixer. He's the one that, with the assistance of David Pecker, was the go-between man, the middleman, expediting that $130,000 cash payoff to Stormy Daniels. He took it out, and Michael Cohen took it out of his own bank account to make that cash payment, which Trump reimbursed him through several checks, and those checks have been saved, and you can see Donald Trump's distinctive signature on those respective checks. One of them for $70,000, and the trademark and down handwriting of the signature of Donald J. Trump on that check. So another witness will be Karen McDougal, a former Playboy Playmate of the Month, who had an affair with Donald Trump for a year or two. She was paid $150,000 by the National Enquirer, i.e. David Pecker, for her story, which was caught and then killed, never published. And then you will have Jeffrey McConney, the chief comptroller of the Trump Organization. You will also have Hope Hicks, Trump's body person in the White House for all 4 years of his presidential term, Hope Hicks, who saw and heard everything having to do with Donald J. Trump. I mean, everything, phone calls, visitors, guest logs, you know, events, his behavior, his character. You'll also have Deborah Tarasoff, who worked in the accounting department at Trump Organization. And you will have other witnesses as well. So they're coming. They are coming. But David Pecker would be a central witness. Hope Hicks would be another central witness. And Stormy Daniels, of course, she will be a colorful witness. You know, the porn star, the adult film star, Stormy Daniels, a.k.a. Stephanie Clifford. So, boys and girls, TKO, DJT, the porn star trial. The trial itself will begin in earnest this coming Monday, April the 22nd, 2024. Be there or be square. Peace out, bitches. Peace out, Trump bitches.